This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. All right, item two on our globalization thread today. President-elect Trump, as we know, has little fondness for big international institutions. He has cast doubt on America's role in NATO. World Bank and IMF experts are anxious about his positions toward those organizations. But the one institution from which he has flatly threatened to withdraw is the WTO, the World Trade Organization. Marketplace's Sabri Benishour has more on what that might mean.
The U.S. has pushed countries to open up their markets to each other for 80-plus years. That's why it helped create the WTO in 1995.
The WTO enforces a set of promises.
Andy Scheuer is a partner at Sidley Austin. The promises are don't put up trade barriers, don't put up excessive tariffs, protect a certain amount of intellectual property.
And it's a forum for dispute resolution.
It's kind of like a court where one country can sue another country for being unfair to their products. You want to know what country has filed more lawsuits at the WTO than any other? The United States.
We've done this for a wide range of industries, from rice and beef and high-tech goods.
Susan Esserman is a partner at Steptoe & Johnson and a former deputy U.S. trade representative.
There would be severe consequences for the United States if we were to withdraw from the WTO.
She says countries could slap tariffs and protections willy-nilly against U.S. products. Then again, the U.S. is the world's largest economy. It could do the same to other countries, willy-nilly.
That's what this debate is about. Were we better off before the WTO when we could throw our muscle around freely? Or are we better off operating within a system of rules that are the same for all countries?
Ted Alden is a senior fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations. He says in decades past, the U.S. was the big guy in world trade, and we could set the rules because of that.
We are not as big a guy as we were back in the 1980s.
The risk, when you have a bunch of big guys and no rules of the game, is a fight. In this case, also known as a trade war. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishour for Marketplace.